This is only the third largest such deal in the history of the entertainment industry. However, it is arguably the most influential.
This deal sets Netflix up to be the king of content, old and new. Netflix's co-CEO says, "Our mission has always been to entertain the world. Together, we can give audiences more of what they love and help define the next century of storytelling."
In Canada, this would certainly attract attention from the federal regulators.
Under normal circumstances, a deal this massive invites regulatory scrutiny, raises antitrust concerns. But analysts say this administration isn't likely to stand in the way.
The Trump administration doesn't seem to be putting forth any pushback towards consolidation within the media industry.
Though that green light may come with strings attached.
The quiet part out loud in deals like this is an administration that does not like having stories told about it that it does not approve.
Shares of Netflix sold off on the news while shares of Warner Brothers jumped. Investors aren't sure this will pay off for the streaming giant, but consumers will be rewarded with more content at a cost.
I suspect the initial reaction will be to increase subscription prices.
But the diversity of content in the future may suffer.
Smaller scale directors are probably huddling in dark rooms having those conversations now about how they survive in this scary new world.
This acquisition is expected to close in 12 to 18 months. Analysts expect more mega deals in the U.S. media industry. Comcast and Paramount were also bidding on Warner's legacy assets.
Paramount was one of those two interested buyers that got rebuffed. They're going to lick their wounds and they're going to come back and they're going to look for something else.